preparing to pass a major spending bill. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal spending package is nearing final approval.
Lawmakers in the House are racing to wrap up a $1.7 trillion government funding bill.
To keep from shutting government down, but more importantly, to meet the needs of the American people.
Outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging support for the measure, which fully funds the government through September and adds billions of dollars in Ukraine aid. 18 Republicans in the Senate voted yes, despite deep opposition from House Republicans led by Kevin McCarthy.
This current debate isn't just about bad policy. It's a slap in the face to every American that voted.
More than half of the House is expected to vote remotely by using proxy votes.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Millions of Americans are experiencing freezing temperatures, blizzard conditions, power outages, and canceled holiday gatherings from a winter storm that forecasters say is exposing 60% of the population to some sort of winter weather advisory or warning. Several thousand flights within, into, or out of the U.S. canceled today. Florida's state Supreme Court will grant Governor Ron DeSantis' request for a statewide grand jury to look into claims drug makers like Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna were not being truthful or forthcoming with claims their mRNA vaccine for COVID-19 was safe or effective.
The governor argues the company sought to profit from people believing the vaccines would prevent COVID infection, and now data shows that not to be true. The grand jury will be impaneled for a year. It has a mission of fact-finding, but can hand up indictments.
Fox's Eben Brown. Former President Trump is again calling a Democrat-led House committee investigation into last year's Capitol riot a witch hunt. On social media, he accused the federal government of changing results of the presidential balloting in President Biden's favor. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden has delivered a Christmas message from the White House.
President Biden told Americans from a hallway decorated with well-lit Christmas trees that he hopes we can see past each other's partisan differences and see one another as Americans.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another. I hope this Christmas season marks a fresh start for our nation. Because there's so much that unites us as Americans.
He said, despite the losses we experienced during the pandemic, we also experienced bright spots through the tough times. He urged people to extend each other small acts of kindness this holiday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police say a powerful car bomb has exploded near a residential area in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, killing two suspected militants and an officer. At least three police officers and seven civilians were also wounded in today's bombing. Police say that blast occurred after officers ordered the vehicle to stop. There's worldwide outrage against the Taliban for prohibiting women from receiving college education in Afghanistan.
Afghan women marched through the streets of Kabul in protest. Days after the Taliban banned them from attending higher education, they are determined to have their voices heard. The decision that is set to go into effect immediately is drawing widespread condemnation from the international community. The UN Special Rapporteur to Afghanistan calling it a new low, further violating the right to equal education, and U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemning the move as indefensible.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried will stay at his parents' California home while awaiting trial on fraud charges after they signed a $250 million bond in New York. Bankman-Fried is accused of swindling investors and looting customer deposits on his FTX trading platform. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.